Hyperliquid permissionless market. Hits $1.2 billion in open interest as oil and equity futures. Dwarf crypto pairs. A DeFi derivatives exchange just out-traded. Most commodity desks, Hyperliquid's permissionless HIPP3 market hit $1.2 billion in open interest on Sunday, March 9th, setting an all-time record for the platform's user-listed derivatives segment. The milestone came as geopolitical tensions in the Middle East pushed crude oil prices above $110 per barrel, Brent and WTI, earlier in the week, with Murban crude reaching $103 per barrel during the conflict's peak. The record is not just about size. It is about composition. Only 7 of the top 30 HIPP3 markets by open interest are crypto pairs, according to ARCA. The rest are commodity and equity perpetual futures, contracts that anyone can create and list without permission from a central authority. As of March 10, 2026, BTC sits at 7,339, PLOY 4.2% in 24 hours, ETH at 2,049, 3.3%, and the Fear and Greed Index reads 26, fear. The broader crypto market is rebounding alongside commodity volatility, but Hyperliquid's numbers suggest something more structural than a risk-on bounce. Oil futures led the charge. The CLUSDC contract, a perpetual future tracking crude oil, dominated the leaderboard with $169.8 million in open interest and $1.62 billion in 24-hour trading volume. To put that in context, $1.62 billion in daily volume on a single permissionless contract rivals the activity of mid-tier centralized commodity exchanges. XYZ100 USDC, a tokenized equity index contract, held the top spot by open interest at $213 million. The combination of these two contracts alone accounts for nearly a third of HIPP3's total open interest. This matters because traditional commodity and equity futures markets close on weekends. When Brent crude gapped up to $110 on Sunday's open due to Strait of Hormuz escalation fears, traders who wanted exposure before Monday's CME open had one place to go: Hyperliquid's permissionless market. DeFi filled the liquidity gap that TradFi's operating hours create. How HIPP3 works and why it keeps growing. Hyperliquid launched the HIPP3 permissionless market on October 13, 2024. The mechanism allows anyone to create a perpetual futures contract tied to any asset, provided they supply an Oracle price feed and initial liquidity. There is no listing committee, no exchange approval process, and no minimum market cap requirement. This is the opposite of how Binance, CME, or any traditional exchange operates. Those platforms gate listings behind compliance reviews, market maker agreements, and revenue projections. HIPP3 removes all of those bottlenecks. If someone wants to trade a perpetual future on crude oil at 2 a.m. on a Sunday, they can. The result has been a steady migration of non-crypto assets onto the platform. What started as a mechanism for listing long-tail crypto tokens has become an alternative venue for commodity and equity speculation. The shift accelerated during the Middle East conflict, when weekend price gaps in oil created urgent demand for hedging instruments that traditional markets could not provide. What this means for DeFi and TradFi convergence. The $1.2 billion record is a proof point for a thesis that has been circulating since 2024. DeFi derivatives platforms will eventually compete with traditional exchanges, not by listing more crypto tokens, but by listing everything else. Hyperliquid's advantage is structural. Perpetual futures do not expire, eliminating the roll cost that commodity traders pay on CME every month. Settlement happens on-chain in USDC, removing the need for FCM, Futures Commission Merchant, intermediaries. And the permissionless listing mechanism means new contracts can go live in hours, not months. The risk is real, too. Permissionless listings lack the circuit breakers and position limits that regulated exchanges enforce. A flash crash in a thinly traded HIPP3 contract could cascade into liquidations that affect the broader Hyperliquid order book. The platform's risk engine has held so far, but $1.2 billion in open interest means the stakes of a failure are now measured in billions, not millions. For crypto card users and stablecoin holders, this development is worth watching. USDC is the settlement layer for these contracts. Every dollar of open interest on HIP-3 requires USDC collateral, which means stablecoin demand is being driven by commodity traders, not just crypto-native users. That demand loop supports the stablecoin ecosystem that underpins most crypto card spending. The broader market context, Hyperliquid's record arrives during a period of extreme macro volatility. The Strait of Hormuz escalation earlier this week sent oil gapping to $110, liquidated $120 million in crypto positions in a single hour, and forced the G7 to signal emergency oil reserve releases. In that environment, a permissionless derivatives exchange that trades 24/7 is not a curiosity. It is infrastructure. Traditional markets shut down precisely when volatility peaks, nights, weekends, holidays. Hyperliquid stays open. The $1.62 billion in daily oil futures volume suggests that a meaningful number of traders are choosing to manage risk on-chain, rather than wait for the CME to reopen on Monday morning. Arthur Hayes recently called HYPE, Hyperliquid's native token, his fund's largest position with a $150 target. The $1.2 billion record in permissionless open interest adds data to his bet. Revenue for Hyperliquid comes from trading fees, and $1.62 billion in daily volume on a single contract generates meaningful fee income that flows back to token holders through the platform's buyback mechanism.